MTV Cast.
Hey, everybody. It's Matt Annabelle calling in. I'm on my way. I just left the spigot at the Gila, headed up Ripsey Ridge. I've done this once before, this part, last winter on my yo-yo, but I can't say I remember much of it, other than that I walked a lot of it and it took a long time. So doing that again. Luckily, it's not too hot today. I don't think it's going to be that hot. It was a beautiful morning along the Gila. Just beautiful sunrise, and there's a nice cool breeze blowing out of the east, which was very welcome with the sun in my face. And it's just, I haven't really felt the heat. So that's good. Hopefully it stays that way. I want to make it a long way today. I almost quit this morning. I had slept last night up at the top of Martinez Canyon. Been battling knee pain for the last 4 or 5 days and managing it with stretching and ibuprofen and all every trick that I know. The swelling I had in my legs earlier on has gone away. My legs mostly look normal size, but the knee pain stuff persists. So trying to deal with that. And this morning in the dark, when I got up and started the descent, I just could not get my knees happy, and made me really tense on the bike in the dark on the really tech stuff at the top of that descent. I was not having fun. Had some light issues. Both my tires started losing air. One needed a plug. And it just felt like, you know, the wheels are coming off. But I told myself, oh, and I knew that once I got down to the Gila, if I turned right there, I'd get myself back to civilization pretty quick. Get on with life, the other parts of life. They're waiting for me back home and the people I love. So that was all in my head. But I told myself, just wait. No decisions in the dark. When you're feeling bad, wait till the sun comes up. And I went along, got down to the bottom of Martinez at the decision point. I didn't think too much about it. I'd already made the decision to keep going. So I turned left there and went through a gate. And right there sits a sign on the trail that says low point of the whole Arizona Trail, right along the Gila, right at the base of Martinez Canyon. And that thing hit me like a ton of bricks. Not that it was the lowest elevation point, but that I had just hit my low point. Hopefully that was my low point for this ride. And one of the lower low points I've had in bike pack racing. But that sign just slapped me upside the head with that right then. And it made me realize, like, to be grateful for that, what I had this morning. Because now I get to explore all the crevices in my brain, start thinking about quitting, which don't usually show up in these things for me. This is a weird one. I'm out here alone. I haven't seen another rider on a bike of any kind since Four Peaks days ago, and hardly any hikers. And I don't mind being out here alone, but as far as like once in the knees and things starts up, and like why I keep doing it if you're not having fun, not feeling good. So yeah, but I am committed to this idea. I talked to him and got cut off. I think I was saying, yeah, I'm committed to this idea of making it to the Mexican border and trying, I'm riding it. It's an ITT by the race rules. I'm trying to go fast for whatever condition I'm in. Even though there has been a lot of not fast moments, talking to peeps up north and taking photos and sharing back, even writing a little, but I'm still sitting here on a chance to go below 10 days on this weird ass course that I hope we never use again, because even though I loved Humphreys, I think we'd all love to see the North Kaibab Trail reopening, go to the fucking state line next year. I don't know if that'll happen. So yeah, riding this weird course, it's not in any way permanent, I hope. I don't know if anybody else will ever ride southbound on it, but I am committed to completing this journey and doing it as fast as I can. And I'm most of the way now. I'm well into the 300 route. Just did a really hard part of the 300 route. And yeah, stoked to be out here. Stoked to have found that little crack in myself this morning. Almost falling in a crack in the earth here on this little descent headed up towards Ripsey. All these washouts from the recent rain. Anyway, yeah, it's you go through it all out here, and I've had a ton of joy on this ride, right up until about yesterday, and I went through that hard patch late yesterday, this morning, and feeling the joy, you know, coupled with the this inner search for what am I looking for? Yeah, just like what it was that made me want to quit when I don't really need to quit. I could slow down. That would be easier on my knees. I could take a night somewhere, sleep in a hotel room. I haven't done that at all. That would be a way to kind of revive my body. There's so many things I could do. Don't have to go less than 10 days. Don't have to quit because it hurts a little or a lot to keep this thing going. So that's where I'm at. All right. I don't even know what I just said. It is processed out loud. So, all right. Have a good day. Bye.